Somebody commented asking me to talk about my day, so let's do it. Today is Tuesday and yesterday was Monday, so yeah, let's talk about my Monday. I actually had the day off, which was amazing. I haven't had a day off in like a minute, and my girlfriend and I woke up around 9:30 and wanted to go to the beach. So we live in the city, so getting from the city to the beach can like kind of suck sometimes, but it actually did not suck yesterday because we went to a new beach, so that was fun. So we woke up around 9 in the morning, and then we packed. Okay, well, like, she packed. I just kind of chilled, but whatever. We packed, and then we went to the store and got some snacks. We got some, like, cheese puffs and, like, some M&Ms, like, you know, the classics. And then we were gonna take the train to the big train station, but then we decided to take an Uber. So we Ubered to the big train station, the big train station. And then from there we got on a 1 hour train to our destination. And that was super cool and fun. And then we took a 10-minute walk to the beach. And the beach, it's supposed to be called like the singing beach. Like when you step on the sand, it's supposed to like make a singing noise. I didn't really feel like I heard it too much, but I don't know, maybe it was like the loud, like the waves or something. I don't know. I trust it, but super cool concept, I guess. And my girlfriend and I put our towels out, and then we tanned, and then we got in the water, and then we like played in the water, and then we got out of the water and tanned, and then we got back in the water, and we just did that for like many hours. We had to chase away a few seagulls because the seagulls were like getting into our cheese puffs, and I was like, what the heck, seagulls? Those are like my cheese puffs. But like whatever, they kind of won in the end, so it's fine. But it was so fun because like for like 5 hours all we did was just like tan, take a nap, eat M&Ms and cheese puffs, and then go in the water. The water was so cold, but like, you know, gotta do what you gotta do. Then we decided to wrap that up at the beach, and then by that point it was around like 5, 6 p.m. So then on our way back to the train, we passed this like small little cute ice cream shop, and like the whole town was so beach town. It was so cute. And we got ice cream. My girlfriend got this like butter ice cream. It was so creamy and so refreshing. It did melt very, 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 very fast, but it was super good. Better than mine. She had a much better pick. I got coffee ice cream. I love coffee ice cream. I will say, this ice cream that I got yesterday at this place was not my favorite coffee ice cream, so maybe I should have, you know, chose better. But my options for yesterday were the coffee ice cream and like the maple walnut honey. And I don't know why I was like feeling 85 that day, and like all of my options were like, you know, geriatric options. But anyway, we got ice cream, and then we walked back to the train station, and my girlfriend got a Dunkin' refresher, and I like drank half of it. It was really good. And then we got back on the train, and we went an hour back to the city, like super, super, super easy. And then we got to the main train station again, and then we took the subway from the main train station back to our like little local area, back to our neighborhood, and then we got back to our apartment, and then we showered, and we changed, and we decided that we wanted to go out and like get some drinks and get some dinner, because like we realized that we like hadn't really eaten at all besides like ice cream, cheese balls, M&Ms, and like some pineapple, so we're like starving. So we decided to go to this like cute little outdoor area in our city and get some drinks. She got a seltzer, and I got this thing called like a pineapple express, which was horrible. It was horrible. Oh my god, you guys, like, oh, it was horrible. But it was okay, but it was horrible. Anyway, we thought that there was gonna be like food trucks in this area, but we were too late. So we decided to just kind of walk around and get some like look around, and we wanted some seafood, so we decided to go to like little oyster bar, and we were able to sit right out on the patio, and also had poke nachos, which my girlfriend is like later revealed to me that she's so tired of poke nachos because we get them all the time, but I love them so much. She's like, we get them because you love them. And I was like, thanks, because like I love poke nachos. Like I love raw tuna so much. I love seafood. And so we got poke nachos and they were like, honestly, they were fine. It was, they had like a wasabi aioli, then potato chips, well not potato chips, tortilla chips, and then they had like a seaweed salad on top and then like some other stuff. And then we also decided to get a small like pepperoni pizza. I don't know, it was a really crazy combination of food, but it hit really good. And the sunset was going down and yeah, it was super good. Then we decided to walk along the bay and just like chill and like look at the water and like take some pictures. And then we decided to go home. And by that point it was like 11, 12. And my girlfriend, she has plans today, so she was like, you know, happy that we got to go home early. And I was like happy we got to go early because we were both sleepy. And yeah, so that was my day yesterday. Yeah, pretty exciting. I mean, I feel like it's a pretty average summer day, but yeah, that was my day. So I hope somebody enjoyed this and somebody got tingles from hearing about